شعبنا الفلسطيني المسلم لا يرضى أن يكون لوطي واحد يجاهر بفاحشته. هل ترضون أن يكون على أرض القدس وفلسطين لوطي واحد؟ هل ترضون؟ ولا يرضى شعبنا أن توجد مؤسسات للفاحشة ومقدماتها على أرض فلسطين المباركة الطاهرة، ولا يقبل أن تمس أحكام الشريعة بنقص أو تبديل، ولا يرضى بالمناهج المناهضة لأحكام الإسلام. فاقتدوا يا مسلمون برسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم، وضعوا تحت أقدامكم كل منكر وكل حرام وكل ما يخالف دينكم الإسلام. ومن الفسوق الاختلاط في الجامعات، وقد رأيتم بعض نتائجه بقتل بعض الطالبات في بعض الجامعات العربية. ونؤكد رفضنا وبغضنا لكل مظاهر المثلية والشذوذ، والتي هي اللواط الذي أهلك الله مجرميه بالعذاب الشديد. ونؤكد رفضنا القاطع لوجود المؤسسات التي تدعو إلى الشذوذ والإباحية، ونطالب بإغلاقها فوراً. فهذه وأمثالها من معوقات النصر، وهي سبب في نزول غضب الله علينا جميعاً.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I got a feeling that today's video is not going to be very popular with a lot of people that follow this channel. Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast, and that's why it's called what it is, Speak the Truth, because sometimes we just got to say when things don't go the way you expect them to. I mean, that is just how it goes, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to probably be very upset about this. White House ended up coming out making some statements on all this. But Israel definitely admitted to using artillery in order to defend a humanitarian aid checkpoint. And it would seem the way that they ended up responding, or I'm sorry, not checkpoint, but distribution point. And it would seem that the way that they ended up responding was using artillery fire for terrain denial. Bad coordinates ended up getting put it in, and it ended up smashing a couple Palestinians. We're going to go over all of that with a lot more tonight. Gonna preface this, all right? There is reports since May 27th, all right? Since May 27th, there is reports of over 400 Palestinian civilians that have been killed in and around these aid distribution points. Now, do I think that the IDF was responsible for killing 400 Palestinians? No, I do not. I don't. But my goal with giving you guys today's report is to get ahead of the different narratives that are out there, to give you guys the facts and allow you to make your own informed decisions. As a matter of fact, I think that is quite literally the purpose of this channel. You guys don't want me to lie to you. You want me to tell you the truth, whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever. Pretty sure that's why you're here and that's why you follow the channel. So I don't want people getting butt hurt when I end up telling you what the IDF said, all right? I'm just throwing that out there, all right? Just got to let you know that that's actually what is going on and what was taking place over inside Gaza, and it's being spun kind of out of control in this different manner. Again, I've sat here on this channel, and it's sad that I have to give this big of a preface before I get into all of this, but it is sad. It is sad that, how do I have to say this? It is sad that I have to continue to justify saying that, yes, they made mistakes and that's okay. Like, it's war. Shit happens. Travis says, damn, dude, terrain denial with mortars leaves a lot of room for oops. Yeah, and we're not talking about mortars. The actual report was artillery. Before we get into all that, we got some other things to basically go over. This is a statement that Donald Trump ended up coming out with today. He said, my representatives had a long, productive meeting with the Israelis today on Gaza. Israel has agreed to necessary conditions to finalize a 60-day ceasefire, during which time we will work with all parties to end the war. The Qataris and Egyptians, who have worked very hard to help bring peace, will deliver this final proposal. I hope for the good of the Middle East that Hamas takes this deal, because it will not get better. It will only get worse. Thanks for your attention on this matter. It's like he knows we all want to laugh our asses off every time he says that, right? Okay, look, here's the problem. All right. Well, you know, I don't even have to tell you guys a problem because I said it before. I highly doubt this is going to go through. It would require Hamas to basically change their minds on everything that's going to happen, right? Like, Hamas wants the IDF to pull out of Gaza. That's the last word I got. That's what Hamas's stance was on it last year, that they weren't going to do another hostage exchange. They weren't going to release any more bodies. They weren't going to do shit unless the IDF ended up pulling out of the Gaza Strip. And I do believe that they are going to end up sticking there. Hamas will not accept any proposal. Thank you, Primo. You and me agree on that one, brother. Believe me, we agree on that. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he seems to think that this is going to go through. Now, all of that being said, bringing peace to the Middle East, there's still stuff exploding over inside of Tehran today. I told you guys last night that things were exploding over inside of Tehran. Well, guess what? It's ongoing to this day. It hasn't stopped yet. There's smoke clouds on the horizon. There's numerous different sites. There's all sorts of crap going on over there. And with all of the talks of, you know, that the U.S. ended up knocking out the uranium enrichment facilities, such as Fordow, Natanz, et cetera, right? That we didn't quite do a good enough job. The director of the IAEA actually thinks otherwise, right? He thinks that Iran's going to be able to start spinning uranium here in no time at all and be able to start building more nuclear weapons. Now, all that being said, we still haven't had any talks on whether or not, you know, like basically what the way forward is for this. And as a matter of fact, we've heard nothing other than the opposite out of the regime, that they're going to just continue to enrich uranium. They're going to continue to do whatever the hell they want. Issued fatwas on frickin' Trump, for crying out loud, right? So I don't think that that's really going to change anything. And I got a feeling that here in the near future, it's just going to kind of like kick back off. And I want to remind everybody, what's taking place between the United States, Iran, and Israel is not a truce. It's not a peace deal that's actually happened. It was a ceasefire, right? And that ceasefire, by the way, you got to remember that Iran also came out and said that they are there for the Palestinian cause, that their whole point of doing what they've been doing, even though we all know it's lies, they said that their main cause of doing what they're doing is basically to, you want to say, support the Palestinian people, and that's not really going to be turning out so well for them. In case you guys ended up missing it, Gator Traz or Alligator Traz or whatever the hell they're calling it down in Florida, where we're going to be moving all the illegals, opened up today. This is a really interesting video. I shared a couple of them this morning. If this is the right video that I remember, I remember I pointed out the floors. That definitely looks like linoleum or something, right? Like that doesn't look like actual tile that they ended up laying down before we get into everything that's going on overseas. But I wanted to pause and show you guys like this toilet and sink combination, because these suckers decorated all the way around the freaking toilets with that crap. I about had my mind blown when I saw that. I about crapped myself. I literally was like, there is no way they actually went that fine. And think about this. This place was built in like less than 2 weeks, man. It's freaking wild. And that's about all I'm going to say about that, because I really don't care any more than that. The Houthis. Yep, Houthis are back at it again.
نفذت القوة الصاروخية في القوات المسلحة اليمنية عملية عسكرية نوعية استهدفت مطار اللد في منطقة يافا المحتلة وذلك بصاروخ باليستي فرط صوتي نوع فلسطين 2 وقد حققت العملية هدفها بنجاح بفضل الله وتسببت في هروب الملايين من الصهاينة الغاصبين إلى الملاجئ وتوقف.
Can these guys like not yell into the microphone? Like seriously? I don't know why they feel the need to do that every single time, standing there in the way that they do and yelling the way that they do. You know what he didn't say? That the dang thing got shot down. That it didn't even make it to Israel. So congratulations on launching your like pile of crap ballistic missile over at Israel, because the dang thing ended up getting intercepted. What do you know? Another exo-atmospheric interception and a lovely operation fired by the Houthis. Now, this goes back to talking about saying that, hey, listen, this entire thing's not over yet, right? Like that United States, Israel, everybody's going to hold Iran responsible for what the Houthis are doing. And it was my prediction that Iran is going to end up cutting all their proxy organizations loose on Israel. And it looks like that is kind of what's starting to take place yet again. So no big surprise there that that's actually happening. Yeah, he talks a lot about his lover, and yeah, I mean, you can say whatever you want with his goats, and yeah, have fun, make those freaking stabs. I mean, I'm all about that life, man. Like, have fun at it down in the comments section, have fun in the chat. Here's another video of that sucker being intercepted. Let me see if it'll actually play, because for some reason, the videos are not wanting to play lately. I'm going to have to take that and refresh it. I don't know. This blows my mind. It is a beautiful interception, though. Oh, nope, it's done. Well, so just so you guys know, it got intercepted. All right, that's enough. Back over here inside of the United States, this guy is back at it again. I freaking hate this dude, man. I can't. can't stand this guy for the frickin' life of me. Trump actually came out and made some statements about him. You're right. I'm not wearing pants today, Eric. You are 100% correct. Thank you very much for that. Trump made some statements over at Alligator Traz or whatever the hell they're calling it, stating that he is looking into possibly deporting this guy for accusations about his visa application and saying that he didn't necessarily tell the entire truth on it. At least that's the rumors that are going around. I did a little bit reporting on that. But what I want you guys to hear is him talking about the Antifada.
You actually condemn it? I think that's the question and the outstanding issue that, that a number of people, both of the Jewish faith and beyond, have. Do you condemn that phase, globalize the Intifada, which a lot of people hear as a call to violence against Jews?
I've heard from many Jewish New Yorkers who have shared their concerns with me, especially in light of the horrific attacks that we saw in Washington, D.C. and in Boulder, Colorado, about this moment of anti-Semitism in our country and in our city. And I've heard those fears and I've had those conversations, and ultimately they are part and parcel of why in my campaign I've put forward a commitment to increase funding for anti-hate crime programming by 800%. I don't believe that the role of the mayor is to police speech in the manner especially of that of Donald Trump, who has put one New Yorker in jail who's just returned.
Anyone heard him say, I denounce using the term Antifada, or I do not agree with the Antifadas yet? Anybody at all? I haven't.
To his family, Mahmoud Khalil, for that very supposed crime of speech. Ultimately, what I think I need to show is the ability to not only talk about something, but to tackle it and to make clear that there's no room for anti-Semitism in this city. We have to root out that bigotry, and ultimately we do that through the actions, and that is the mayor I will be, one that protects Jewish New Yorkers and lives up to that commitment through the work that I do.
But very people, quickly, for the people who care about the language and who feel really concerned by that phrase, why not just condemn it?
My concern is to start to walk down the line of language and making clear what language I believe is permissible or impermissible takes me into a place similar to that of the president, who is looking to do those very kinds of things, putting people in jail for writing an op-ed, putting them in jail for protesting.
Nope, not
gonna
do it.
It's not language that I use. It's language I understand there are concerns about. And what I will do is showcase my vision for the city through my words and my actions.
So it's not language that you use, but you're still not going to condone it. You're just not going to use it or state that you're not going to use it. Funny, you didn't. Well, we're going to get there in a sec. Incog Faraday came in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Spartan Warlord says Matt looks like he pheromone maxes. I actually had to look up what that meant during this video. Turns out it's a compliment. So I greatly appreciate your compliment, buddy. I don't know how to pheromone max. I don't know what that looks like. But if there ever was a way in order to do that, I probably would do it. See people calling in the comment section to have this guy thrown in the wood chipper. That's probably not the worst freaking thing ever. Like I said, though, Trump did come out and call to have this guy arrested, or said that he would end up looking into it. The New York City mayoral candidate, Mamdani, slammed President Trump's threat to investigate his immigration status and arrest him over his opposition to U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement's raids. That's actually not what happened at all. Not even remotely close. Trump ended up stating that he was, heard the rumors about him lying on his application and that he is going to direct Pam Bondi essentially to look into it. That's it. He didn't threaten to deport him. He didn't do any of that crap. He just basically said that he's going to end up looking into it. At least that was the clip that I ended up hearing. All this other garbage that gets thrown around this article inside the Hill, it's all trash. Obviously, he says that he's not going to allow ICE to go into the city and do what ICE needs to do and all this other crap. It's completely and totally pointless to even bring up this conversation as far as I'm concerned. But I know a lot of people want me to address it, so that's exactly what I'm going to do in this one. Now, he also ended up going after, you know what? I was on a TikTok live session earlier, and people thought that for some reason I was not telling the truth about this. I can't even bother listening to this whole song, but the song's name is Salam, and it was when he was doing that little like musical group that his mom like ended up doing. He ended up saying that he's got love for the Holy Land 5 and that he advised people to like look in and figure out who they are. For those of you guys that don't know who the Holy Land 5 are, in 2008 down in Texas, they got convicted of providing financial support to Hamas in the tune of right around, I think it was $12 million, if not a little bit more, $12 million to Hamas. And he's inside of this song, you know, praising them and saying that he loves them and telling people that they need to look into them. And it's my opinion that if you're praising these people, you are praising Hamas. So by claiming that they are great people or whatever the hell it was he said is a direct quote in that song, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but praising the Holy Land Five essentially means that you love these men who are, well, they might not come out and flat out say, I am Hamas. They were not wearing Hamas uniforms. They're wearing frickin' shirts and ties, right? However, when you provide $12 million of support to Hamas, unless you are in the IRGC, there's a solid flipping chance that you identify as Hamas, right? So that within itself, plus him saying that, or not, basically ignoring the question, all right, and just refusing to denounce and dancing around the question on whether or not he's going to denounce the freaking term Antifada. I can't for the life of me understand why this pile of freaking human trash is even running as a mayoral candidate here in the United States of America. It blows my mind. Absolutely shocks me. I have no words, right? And I'm not going to sit here and listen to the 4-minute song to find like the one little point where he says it. You guys, that's the song. Feel free. Go look it up. You can find it. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? If you want to actually hear it, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If I can actually make it happen. No, I can't on this computer. I was going to drop it in the comments and be like, yeah, go ahead, go over and find this guy, right? Like, make it happen. Told you guys, explosions over inside of Tehran. Yep, that happened. Still happening today. All right. And here's some pictures of like the smoke rising, everything else. I didn't hear any reports this day about any anti-aircraft fire that were taking place. Didn't see any of that. So there's explosions though that are still going on. Yesterday, obviously, showed you guys a video of anti-aircraft fire that was taking place over inside of Tehran. But it doesn't appear that that happened today. Instead, just explosions. So what we're figuring is likely that these are targeted executions, things like that. Going after key members of the IRGC, likely, you know, it's Matt's assessment. These are likely Mossad agents that are on the ground going over there freaking schwacking people, all right, taking care of that stuff. I highly doubt this is members of the IRGC that are out killing each other, although it could be, right? It very well could be because, you know, people are worried about an uprising and all this other crap. However, it's highly unlikely because, like, the IRGC has been going around like schwacking all these people like ever since the ceasefire started. AP Payne coming in and giving out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much. So, more explosions over inside of Tehran. I mean, that just seems to be like the tale of what takes place on a daily basis over there. Stuff's exploding. Nobody knows what's happened. Do they have nuclear weapons? Do they not have nuclear weapons? Do they have enriched uranium? Do they not? Did we destroy their freaking facilities or did we not destroy their facilities? All of these are questions that are going to take several months to be answered. Either way, here is, of course it's doing it again. Either way, you know, we are just going to be sitting around waiting for the answers on all of this crap and who's actually conducting these different actions over there. So I honestly couldn't tell you, but yeah, more explosions and things like that were taking place. I need to go ahead and play this next video because it actually goes into the Meg segment of the show of the different things that we need to talk about. And it has to do with the Gazan humanitarian aid distribution. Yesterday, ended up getting word that an additional $30 million U.S. dollars in a U.S. government grant to go to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, all right, over inside Gaza, the group that's responsible for kicking out humanitarian aid to the Gazans, right? We'll talk about all that in a sec. I just want you to listen to this, Lydia.
It is a good time for a reminder here that Hamas is responsible for the current situation in Gaza. They, of course, initiated the attacks on October 7th. They continue to refuse to lay down their arms or to free the remaining hostages, including the remains of two Americans, and use violence to interfere with aid deliveries to the people of Gaza who are in dire need of food and aid. So in the meantime, I think that we also have to recognize that, of course, this remains a war zone effectively. There are 4 sites working for the GHF. We are coming up to, I think, about 51 million meals distributed. It is certainly not easy. There are efforts in those on the ground who do not want this to be a success, who have made the lives of the people of Gaza miserable for decades now. And this is a key unlocking a door to a better future. So this is what the president has asked for, which is a new approach for Gaza. There is a demand, understandably, for aid to get in. The GHF is doing that. As we also, of course, decry loss of life and the violence that it continues. But that's why we do what we do, and we continue to work for a ceasefire as well. It's been maybe a little over a week since.
Okay, so President, well, you know what? There's a minute left. Let's just finish it out.
American power and Donald Trump's leadership has changed the Middle East forever. So there's still more to do. We recognize that Israel is doing the appropriate thing with investigating certain allegations. And we certainly, like everyone else, will be watching that. And at the same time, we also know that there are people on the ground who want to disrupt and disturb the success of this because of the nature of this industrial complex that has allowed this to go on for decades. So we are working to get aid in, at the same time still working for that ceasefire, still hoping to make the difference for Gaza. And of course, I think our action and the issues with Iran speak to our commitment to changing the Middle East so people can live in peace.
Okay, so there you have it. All right, so these reports and everything that I'm about to go through, the United States government has been kind of very handoffish about it. Right. And we're going to get a little bit deeper into it here in a minute. All right. But the State Department did authorize an additional, like I said, $30 million in a grant. $7 million of that grant to the GHF has already been paid out. And next month, it looks like they might get another $30 million grant and another $30 million grant, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a lot of money that's going into humanitarian aid over there. Right. And as she stated, it was kind of like Trump's agenda to make sure that, you know, we go about approaching this a different way because all of the humanitarian aid was being just kicked out to the civilians on the ground. Well, excuse me, being stolen by Hamas, being sold to the civilians on the ground via the markets. And that's just not acceptable, right? Like it can't be. Like those people quite literally can't afford what the hell Hamas is doing. Now, all of the things I'm about to go over, I'm going to tell you, like, we're going to listen to the White House first on the stance of what went down, just in all fairness and transparency. They got asked it over inside of a press conference, and I want you guys to hear it.
Should both of you, go ahead and then back.
Okay, thank you. There are now reports that Israeli forces are firing on Palestinians trying to get aid from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Up to 20 people, according to the Red Cross, have arrived to the hospital that they've set up with gunshot wounds, have died from them. Is this administration aware of these? And I mean, what is being done to address this situation?
The administration is aware of those reports, and we are currently looking into the veracity of them because, unfortunately, unlike some in the media, we don't take the word of Hamas with total truth. We like to look into it when they speak, unlike the BBC, who had multiple headlines. They wrote, Israeli tank kills 26, Israeli tank kills 21, Israeli gunfire kills 31, Red Cross says 21 people were killed in an aid incident, and then, oh wait, they had to correct and take down their entire story, saying we reviewed the footage and couldn't find any evidence of anything. Oh. Okay, so we're going to look into reports before we confirm them from this podium or before we take action. And I suggest that journalists who actually care about truth do the same to reduce the amount of misinformation that's going around the globe.
Yeah, so it'd be good for them to do that, right? To actually review it. That's why I didn't talk about Israeli tanks firing on civilians, because it doesn't make any sense. It's a waste. I mean, if I was the gunner, I'd be using coax, right? All right. Devin Steele's coming in with five. He says, sorry about that. Was talking about that Antifa clown. Devin, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got no idea what the hell you're talking about. I no clue. AP Penn coming in with 10 to speak the truth memberships. Travis Selner coming in, gifting out an additional five. And I feel like AP Penn, did you gift out twice? I don't know, man. I'm feeling a little bit lost. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate every single gifted membership that comes through. But listen, The White House is being very clear now. They're saying we are going to wait for the IDF to finish conducting their investigation. Now, that video was, I believe, a couple days old. I remember seeing that when these reports of all of this crap was first coming out. And all of this starts all the way back on May 27th when the IDF ended up claiming that they ended up having the humanitarian aid distribution centers set. Okay, so all of the deaths and everything that we're about to talk about start on the 27th of May. Forward to today. And like I said, it's 400 plus civilians that the Palestinian Health Authority is claiming have been killed outside of these humanitarian aid distribution points. And that is the narrative that is being spun in the media, saying that this is true, this is happening. And I'm going to be honest with you, when you see things like, I believe this is the report. This would be the one. This came out on 30 June. All right. Dozens said killed in Gaza. IDF admits it has killed several civilians near aid sites. I'll say that again. Dozens said killed in Gaza. IDF admits it had killed several civilians near aid sites. Now, those people killed across Gaza, okay, were 11, all right, in the vicinity of humanitarian aid distribution site. Military admitted in a statement that it has killed several civilians near the sites in recent weeks and said it has learned lessons to avoid similar incidents in the future. So what I'm about to tell you about and the way they already went about doing this, which I don't even know how this was approved. I'm not there on the ground, but we'll get there in a sec. There is no footage, all right? There is zero footage showing any of this crap actually going down. And I want to make that perfectly clear. There is no direct evidence of any of this actually happening. Smokey Sargent says, just look, just like they took over Houston, Dearborn, Ham, Timorac, and building a city in Texas called Epic, we are being taken over one town and one city at a time. They haven't gotten bolder by going after New York City. We are being subverted. Oh, Smokey Sargent, dude, wait until, like, brother, wait until I finish investigating what's going on, not just where Epic City is being built or supposedly being built, allegedly, but if what's his name, Old Wheels, doesn't stop it, right? That would be the Texas governor, for those of you guys who are not from Texas. If that doesn't stop it, wait till you see what I ended up finding in some of these different locations. I got a trip. That comment is making me sidetrack. I'm sorry. It's not my ADHD, but that comment's making me sidetrack. I actually had an investigative trip planned for next month in August to go over and check out some of these things. I got a lot more background research that I want to do, but I've got a lot of concerns for what's going on, not just where Epic City's at, but also in several other locations around there. I've got like a couple different side projects I'm working on, right? But I also reached out to the PMC company, all right? The private military contracting company that is actually directly involved with this. And I asked them if I'd be able to go on the ground and document what's actually taking place, work with them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I actually have a meeting set up with them tomorrow to go over and see if I can actually get my butt in there, so that I can actually see what's going on and report accurately what's happening. Because I think it's fair to say that what we are seeing out of all of this crap is not an accurate assessment, right? It's just, it's not. I'm sorry, I've seen way too much tequila coming out of Gaza to sit back and say that I believe 400 Palestinians have been killed by the IDF at these humanitarian aid distribution sites. What I'm about to talk to you guys about is a mistake, and mistakes happen, all right? But I highly doubt the IDF is just out there shooting. Now, there has been 19 separate shooting incidents or 19 separate engagements involving direct fire by the IDF. And each single one of these engagements, and I've got them listed out by date if you guys really want me to go over it, since the, what was it, May 27th. And each single one of those engagements, what the IDF is saying is that they were firing warning shots at people. They didn't directly engage, minus a couple incidences. They didn't directly engage, minus a couple instances, all right? Other than that, the IDF attests that they were firing warning shots at these people. When we talk about this one, all right, what we're going at over here, in their statement, basically, here we go. Let me see if I can find the initial one. Let me find the actual statement, if it's actually in here. I don't even remember if I wrote it in here. I'll just tell you guys what happened. Basically, they had their humanitarian aid distribution site, and they had a crowd of people, or, you know, a large group of people that was moving into a different location that was not authorized. So you had all of these Palestinians that were moving into an open area that were not taking the official channel. They went off the beaten path where they were not supposed to be. And it looks like the IDF fired artillery for terrain denial purposes, i.e. to deter them and to tell them to go off in a different direction. Unfortunately, some bad data got input into the guns, and those shells didn't go where they were supposed to go. And that is how the IDF ended up admitting fault, at least in that one incident. And that one incident resulted in the death and wounding of dozens of people, allegedly, okay, because they don't have an official count. All of that stuff is coming out from the PHA. So they're saying allegedly, and they're looking into it. There's other statements that are coming out of these incidences that are saying that the IDF was, purposely using direct fire engagements on civilians, that the IDF was ordered to fire on these people if they were getting out of line, anything like that, basically to use lethal force in a situation where it wouldn't be authorized. None of that is actually true. And all of this is now coming to a head. Like I said, now that this company is getting $30 million US dollars, and I told you where I feel like a lot of this money is going to end up be going, which is going to be to like better protecting these sites. I don't know how much surveillance equipment they have at these sites. I remember how quickly these sites ended up getting put up. And I remember telling you guys that it was going to be an issue because of the way that these sites were built. It's pretty flippant obvious when you see them that they didn't have very good security set up. That's not the fault of the PMCs. It's not the fault of anybody else. And I've sat here before and I've told you that I think that, you know, I've called out the Israelis before and said, when you F up, you F up. And I've called them out on stuff before. It's funny. People think I'm like a diehard, you know, Israeli supporter. That's not the truth. My job is to sit here and tell you guys about the truth, right? Like, that's what I do. It's literally my job. And so when these humanitarian aid distribution sites came out and we first started getting the videos of them, I was telling you guys, I don't think they have the proper security measures in place and it's going to cause problems. And then what we ended up seeing was one of the humanitarian aid sites getting overran. It quickly got taken back the next day. All right. But this is the end result that ends up coming out of it. When you don't have like a good, proper, secure perimeter, you've got people that are moving around the flanks. Israel is left, or the IDF, the soldiers that are on the ground are left with like nothing but like shit choices. They can't fire warning shots at them because the people know they're not going to shoot them. It's just a fact. I've done it myself before. I have fired warning shots at people overseas knowing that I'm not willing to engage this individual because I know they're not a freaking threat actively at the time, and watching them basically like flip off the bullets as they're flying through the air. And I bet there's some other GWAT vets in here that can attest to that. So I would bet that that had happened a couple different times. And then IDF was like, you know what? We'll put some artillery in this open area. That ought to tell people to go away. I'm not saying it was a good idea. I'm just saying I could understand that school of thought with why they did what they did. And that artillery ended up having bad dope that got put into the guns, and that stuff ended up going off onto the wrong direction. BBG came in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. And Smokey Sergeant becoming an ultimate truth supporter. Hell yeah, brother. Thank you very much for that. I love it every time I get the ultimates in there. That's freaking awesome, man. So that's my opinion on what has kind of happened with these situations. And while I think that there has been incidences of small arms fire in the form of warning shots, I would bet like dollars to donuts that what ended up falling was Hamas militants open fire on these people. Israel is not going to carte blanche just level people with small arms fire. If they did that, you bet your butt that there would be Palestinians with their phones out just freaking filming that stuff left and right. But that's not what we've seen. It's just not. I haven't seen it on camera. I haven't seen any evidence of it. It's not there. I've seen evidence of warning shots, but what I haven't seen is that. The only video that I've seen of anybody shooting anybody outside of these humanitarian aid distribution sites was that of Hamas. That's it. I've seen nobody else shooting anybody else at these points. As a matter of fact, what's also not being reported in mainstream media is all of the Palestinians that are coming out stating that Hamas is taking people, murdering them, and shooting them for going to the humanitarian aid distribution sites. That's freaking troubling that that information has not come out yet and that nobody is reporting on that. And so I think what you have here is like this trifecta of crap that's going on. I think, and this is Matt's opinion, just after doing all the due diligence that I do on a daily basis and reading everything that I can, what it would certainly seem is that people inside of the media and members of the, how do you want to say, public affairs office for Hamas and the Al-Quds Brigade and the PHA, like all of them are taking advantage of this one incident where Israel ends up admitting fault. And it's a pretty big F up with artillery, but they still admitted it. And so it makes absolutely zero sense for Israel to say, you know what, with this artillery here where nobody's provided any evidence that it happened, we have no reason not to, like, they could have hit it. They could have tried, but they didn't. And they're not hiding the fact that they fired warning shots at people. They're not. So what I think you have here is Hamas that's going in, shooting at civilians. Right after the IDF starts firing warning shots, that's pushing the civilians out. Then we have Hamas, which appears to be leaking information about where these humanitarian aid vehicles are going. You got civilians and other Klansmen and freaking Hamas that's starting to steal some of these humanitarian aid trucks. At least that's what it seems from the videos that I've seen. And all of a sudden you have this disarray, and what they're trying to do is sow confusion, and they're trying to basically dismantle Israel's efforts and dismantle the United States of America's efforts. Basically to try to get people over on their side. They're trying to push that narrative that they've been pushing for years, which is everybody's just out to kill them. Now, it is a very sad thing when you end up having instances such as this collateral damage that took place when you had all of these Palestinians get killed or wounded because of a faulty artillery strike, right? If they would have used it effectively, I bet they wouldn't have gone around. At the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we have to acknowledge this. At the same time, war has been going on in Gaza for the last 20 months. 20 freaking months, war has been taking place inside of Gaza. I'm going to say this again. 20 months, war has been raging inside of Gaza, almost 2 years. Every single one of those Palestinian civilians is more than aware of what happens if they end up circumventing those humanitarian aid sites and going off in unauthorized locations. They know they risk death if they do that. I have just as much sympathy for them as I do for anybody that ended up ramming up on our convoys years in the global war on terrorism, knowing that we're going to end up opening fire on them if they get close to our vehicles, because I don't want to die. The same thing holds true to the Israelis that are sitting inside of these points. The same thing holds true to the contractors that are sitting inside of those points. And the same thing holds true to the Palestinians that are working side by side with those people trying to make things happen. At some point, you have to take the finger and point it back and say you are responsible for your own actions. It's one thing to look at the Israeli military and say, you know what? You screwed up. You should have put different data in the guns and you didn't. You screwed it up. People died. That's fine. That happens. But what's not happening is nobody is holding these damn people accountable for making the stupid freaking decisions that they're making on a daily flipping basis. And instead of the fault going where it lies, which is people are not listening to what they're being told to do on the ground, and they're storming these sites, they're refusing to act in a civilized manner, which is exactly why nobody else in the Middle East wants to take any of them in, not in Egypt, not in Jordan, not in Lebanon, not even in freaking Syria can we get a promise to take in the Palestinian people. Why, oh, why? Because of this. And yet they're going to turn around and they're going to throw the blame where it belongs, like throw the blame on the Israelis. Why not blame the Jews? Just do it every single time, right? Just make it happen. I am so over the crap. They know better. They know better. Ask yourself this. What were those people trying to accomplish by going out in an open area and circling around? Were they better than everybody else that was waiting in line to get humanitarian aid? Do they somehow deserve a better right? Maybe they should have woke their happy asses up earlier and got down there like the other people in front of them. What I'm tired of doing is making up excuses for people that continue to act in a way in which they shouldn't. It is absurd to me. Absolutely absurd. You know what, dude? You know what? Congratulations. You just lost your right to speak on this channel. Nope. Bye. I don't care if you have been a true supporter for 20 freaking months. You don't deserve the right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you comment some Nazi shit in the comment section, I know what it means. I'm kicking you out. I'm not dealing with it. Go away with your Nazi propaganda. I'm going to kick you out of the comment section. I don't know if you're a Patreon supporter, if you got gifted a membership, but get the hell out of here. Seriously. James Lewis, the guy running for New York could be an Iranian plant. Highly doubt it. I mean, he came out of what the hell is it? Uganda. Right, is where he was born. He only spent like a couple years there before he ended up coming to the United States. I think he's just your typical like libtard here in America. That's what I think. That's what I personally think. I think he's just your typical libtard over here in the United States of America. Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. Now, in the last 24 hours, 140 targets were struck by the Israeli Air Force over inside Gaza. Division 99 was able to identify two terrorists planting explosives and ended up eliminating them. 36 expanded areas of operations, killing dozens of terrorists, right? And taking out obviously some terror tunnels and some different like sites over inside of Gaza. They also 162 eliminated eight of them at an operational headquarters, and they are continuing on with the different things that they like to do over inside of Gaza, such as taking the fight to Hamas. Now, all of that's like really beautiful and lovely. The IDF is continuing to move. It looks like new operations are getting launched down over in Khan Yunis and inside of Gaza City. Tom Bone says it's like the old style mystery movies, but instead of the butler always doing it, it's the Israelis. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, blame the Jews, man. You know, it's pretty bad when I'm trying to remember who it was I was talking to the other day. Like one of my like Jewish friends. And he's just like, I mean, you can blame me. I'm Jewish. Everybody else blames me. Like, dude, like, of course. Why not? I'm just going to go ahead and dump that on you guys. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to continue to dig into all of that stuff that's going on over there. Just FYI. And on a decent side note, that's going up for those of you guys that are worried about Ukraine. If you guys have seen the news where it said that like the U.S. ended up halting weapons shipments over to Ukraine, they're talking about people are trying to allege that they got diverted to Israel or they're being diverted because of the war. And yeah, that we just not war, but the bombs that we dropped on Iran and all this other BS, dude, none of that's true. They're worried about the U.S. and the Pentagon actually said it, that they are worried about the U.S. stockpiles. They don't actually think we have enough, okay? And so in order for us to provide this ammunition, and this is what I was talking about, Biden kind of effed this over, right? He really did. They did their best to start rebuilding, like, our stockpiles and everything, but what it looks like is we were continuing to send ammunition and everything over to Ukraine like we said we would. I reported to you guys earlier, like, way earlier this year, one of the first things that Doge came up with was that out of the $300 billion that the United States government allegedly had spent on Ukraine, they ended up coming back with 100 as opposed to 300. That left roughly $64 billion for like military aid that was supposed to be going over to Ukraine. Well, it looks like our national strategic stockpiles have kind of been dwindled down just a tad bit over the last couple of years. So because of that, they ended up halting sending those things over to Ukraine. Smokey Sargent says the mayor is Karl Marx's example of a pawn. He's not a plant. He's just a socialist, useful idiot. Socialism and Islamism are close cousins. You know, Smokey, you and me could have a beer and actually like have a really good time. I got a feeling, man. I believe that in my soul. You're right. I think he's a useful idiot. I think most of the people are useful idiots that end up shouting all the stuff that they literally know nothing about. So yeah. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys really, really, really did up enjoying tonight's episode. I got some more stuff that I'm going to end up bringing for you guys. Hopefully, I have some more information for you guys tomorrow night. Hopefully, I end up walking out of that meeting tomorrow afternoon and be like, guess what? I'm going to Gaza, which would be kind of cool so I can actually document properly what the hell is happening with these humanitarian aid distribution sites so that we can get rid of the BS rumors all together. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Until next time, peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out of here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.